Mr. Adam bought the site in 1994, and in an exclusive interview, he told me that he feels he's been hounded and obstructed from redeveloping it.
I bought the site on the open market. It's my property. What right has someone else got to say to you what to do with your property? Anybody else who wanted the site could have bought it themselves. I'm just a small Nottinghamshire business person.
It was thought that he wanted to build a collection of new apartments on the land, but those plans have now changed.
The argument has always been that the council and some of the residents preferred new build, and I prefer the eco-friendly route of conversion and conservation of existing buildings.
So, as things stand, he wants to convert the existing buildings into new flats, but he has provisionally sold the site twice to two different developers who wanted to flatten it and then build new apartments. Mr. Adams says it's the council that have stopped that happening.
Mansfield District Council's planning department gave little cooperation and were obstructive to both developers, resulting in non-completion of sale by both developers.
In response, the authority told me that they are committed to seeing the site developed and will be working with Mr. Adams to achieve this. Meanwhile, the local Labour Party has instructed council officers to look at pursuing a compulsory purchase order on the site. This would see Mr. Adam forced to sell the land to the authority, something which he describes as illogical.
Well, there is no need to spend the taxpayers' money on a compulsory purchase order. It just doesn't seem logical. I've always cooperated with Mansfield District Council, and I continue to do so.
Local residents have for 18 years complained that the former hospital is an eyesore that attracts crime and antisocial behaviour. So does he have any remorse?
I do feel sorry for them. I really do. I should be allowed to get on with my development. And as the owner of the site, I feel that I'm the one best placed person to develop this site.
They would say you've had 18 years to develop the site.
Yes, so isn't it time you let me get on with it?
And is Mr. Adams still open to offers from the council?
If sufficient funds are provided for me to buy a 3-acre site like this one in a town centre with this amount of buildings along the M1 corridor near a major city, anywhere between here and London, then I will seriously consider that offer.
Mr. Adam cannot deny the fact that waiting 18 years to start to redevelop a piece of land is an extremely long time in any builder's book. However, it is his land, and on the face of it, he'll be deciding what happens next to one of Mansfield's most infamous problems.